This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up? What's happening? Welcome in. It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We are always live as well on the free Odyssey app, and we are streaming live on YouTube at the Team 980. A lot of random stuff going on today in terms of the stories that we're following. We got the Commanders' ongoing search for a wide receiver two. How will they go about that search? Will they even in earnest go about that search? And also, what are the options as Chris Godwin and the Bucks apparently are getting closer to a deal? We'll give you the latest on that about 10 minutes from now. Clint Yates on the show a little bit later. Jesse Dougherty wrote a really great story on the ever-evolving world of college sports that we'll talk to him about a little bit later. And at 5 o'clock, the NFL announced its salary cap today, or a range, and it's higher than expected. So what's that mean for the league? What's that mean for Washington? J.I. Halsell joins us, NFL agent and salary cap analyst for Not My Beat at 5 o'clock. But we start today talking about another kind of, like, there's no main story today in terms of, oh, we must talk about this. There's a bunch of things happening that all could affect the Commanders. Obviously, the salary cap stuff directly affects Washington in the most obvious of way. You have to be pretty silly not to figure out, oh, hey, the salary cap's bigger. That affects Washington. Does that affect the Commanders? No, the Commanders were actually going to use the old estimate no matter what. No, of course, that it affects Washington. The cap this year will be about $22 million higher. Great. And again, we'll talk to J.I. at 5 about what that means. And how much higher that is, not than 2024, which is kind of irrelevant. It's how high did we think it was going to be? And as the team plans, like, what other kind of space is available? So that's one thing. But this one might have slipped past you as something that you need to pay attention to as a Washington fan. The Chargers are going to open next season in Sao Paulo. The Eagles and the Packers, of course, played the first ever NFL game in Brazil this season. They wound up rematching in the playoffs, and then obviously the Eagles went on to win the Super Bowl. So, if you know, season starts in Sao Paulo, ends in the Super Bowl, excellent. Love that. I can't remember if the Eagles were designated as the home team or whether they were the away team. But the Chargers are the designated home team, and the Commanders are on the Chargers schedule as an away game. So I tend to think that Washington is not going to open the season on Sunday next year, unless they open on a Sunday night with, I don't know, do they go Ben Johnson's first game with the Bears against the Commanders, and the Commanders get to host Sunday Night Football in the Hail Mary rematch? Like, that could be a thing, because I believe the Bears are on the schedule next year because the NFC North is on the schedule. So that could be an option for Sunday or, frankly, the Monday nighter. But I look at the first two games that are going to be played on the NFL schedule next year, and why wouldn't you want Jaden Daniels either playing the Eagles at home on Thursday night in a Super Bowl rematch or playing in Brazil against the Chargers? You get Herbert versus Daniels, Harbaugh versus Quinn, two kind of very similar up-and-coming type of teams that way outperformed expectations last season, squaring off to start their seasons in Brazil. It just seems too juicy to pass up if you're the NFL to do this for one of these games. And again, are there other options? Sure. Obviously, the Eagles cannot play in Sao Paulo again. Because they're opening at home on Thursday. But if the Chargers have, I don't know what the Chargers' other road opponents are. That probably was something I should have looked up before the show. Something I'll look up right now. But let's say if they're playing the NFC East, which they are, which is why the Commanders are on their schedule. The Cowboys are always something the NFL would like to mess with. And I think sending the Cowboys to South America, is certainly something that they would possibly have. And if you look at the Chargers, no, I don't want notifications from the Chargers. Just let me look at their opponents. Chargers road opponents. They have the Broncos, Chiefs, and Raiders, the Jags, and the Titans. I mean, if you wanted to send Anthony as punishment to those teams, do you send the Jags or Titans to South America? And if they can't score more than 10 points, they have to stay there.
They have to stay there. It's crazy.
Actually, we'll take them back. We're not going to do that to Brazil. That's not very nice. Brazil's a lovely place.
I mean, it already sucks that Germany got two games of the Jags last year. So
yeah. I apologize. So that's the road opponents. So they'll be at Jacksonville, at Tennessee. So the home opponents are the Broncos, Chiefs, and Raiders. The Texans and the Colts. Mm. I could see them doing Texans Chargers week one in Sao Paulo.
I mean, they
kind of did the conference bash thing and, you know, last year too, right? If Packers Eagles is the one template we have, do Texans Stroud versus Herbert, like two teams that are going to be battling in for the AFC playoffs. Can one of them break into that top tier with the Ravens, Bills, and Chiefs? That's appealing. I could see that being a thing.
I just think Jaden Daniels, the attention that he's been given since his rookie season has ended, I just think they're going to do as much as they can to, you know, try to put this guy into prime television spots. So I think Friday to see, you know, him year two, I think that's as juicy as it gets just because – it's year two. We don't know if this guy's going to fall into a sophomore slump. But everybody seems to think he's on the up and up. The Commanders are going to be on the up and up. So what better way to, you know, start their season than a Friday night game?
I mean, Brazil. I could definitely see it. Like, it's definitely there. By the way, if you want to hear why Jaden Daniels is likely not going to have a sophomore slump, we talked about that to open the mailbag episode of Take Command, which is available now in your podcast feeds from yesterday. So check that out. And then we got Mock Draft 1.0 from Take Command, by the way, coming tomorrow. So check that out. That'll be out first thing in the morning because we recorded it today. But, you know, the Chargers, other options. The Steelers are always a draw, I think, for the league, in the same way that the Packers are a draw. So I could see them sending the Steelers there. The Vikings? Maybe, for sure, and that's the list, because the Eagles are obviously out, and then they could do their divisional opponents, which I think is also a possibility. Any of them, frankly. Broncos, Chiefs, Raiders are a little bit harder sell, but Pete Carroll's first game, etc. So I think it's interesting. And then when you look at Washington, how could they open up week one? I mean, if they want to give Washington a home game, they could have them host the Bears in Ben Johnson's first game. Caleb versus Jaden part two. They can do, obviously they can't host the Eagles week one, but they could be at the Eagles for sure. They could host the Cowboys. They could host the Giants. That's always going to be a big deal. And the Giants might have a rookie quarterback. So is that something that is appealing to the NFL for whatever reason? And then they have the Lions at home as well. So do you get the NFC divisional round rematch? That's a possibility. I don't know that they would make them open on the road, but if you wanted a marquee Sunday or Monday night game, you could put them at Atlanta. That was a big game last year. Penix in year two, at Kansas City, at Green Bay, at any of the division opponents. So, you know, the Dolphins are kind of a sexy team. Like, the Commanders schedule, Vikings, you know, they could do that. J.J. McCarthy versus Jaden Daniels, or let's see where Darnold's at. But, like, that's the thing, is because the Commanders are the Commanders, I can make an argument for basically any game on their schedule to say that is worthy of a prime time, anytime, but especially week one type of deal. But specifically some of the storylines of the rematch of, you know, last Sunday night game of last season was the Falcons-Commanders game. They got flexed in, and the Commanders win the division. What if they say, Tarico Collinsworth, you're opening Sunday night again. You're going back to Washington. Or sorry, you're actually going to go to Atlanta and get the rematch of that. I could make that argument. So while I think a lot of people are circling that Sao Paulo game for the Commanders to potentially be on the road, I don't think it's a lock by any stretch of the imagination. But would I be surprised if the NFL was like, that's the team we want to feature? Of course not. Of course not. Because Jaden, I can almost guarantee that Jaden and the Commanders are going to be maxed out. I think six is the maximum allowed primetime games. Mm. I bet you they got six.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Who's Jaden going to be throwing to in those games? Terry, duh, got it. Beyond that, we're not quite sure. What are the options that are going to exist for this team at wide receiver two? And realistically, how much should they spend there? We're going to talk about that, break it down next on The Hoffman Show.